Joining me now is our resident chef and host of the CKOM Morning Show, Mark Loshak. It's time to head into the kitchen.
All right, Shaq, the goal tonight, not throw any food at the TV. The Riders are going to do it. They're going to end that winless skid. It's going to happen. We're going to enjoy our food. It's going to be a good night.
So we're betting down.
We're going.
And all on your advice.
Absolutely.
You're going for it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you know what? As much as I want the Riders to win, and I hope they do, you just have that little bit of skepticism, right? Just don't know. Mm-hmm. And especially after Corey Mace just lit them up last week at practice because they weren't doing anything. I mean, come on, guys. You're professional football players. Anyhow, you wouldn't want to throw this at the TV.
Okay.
Because this would be that would be food abuse. We are doing something that I made the other night, and now you can do it a couple of different ways, but I found the easiest way to do it. We're going to do a bacon-wrapped chicken thigh. Okay, so now, usually if you want to do chicken breast, that's fine, but chicken breast, to me, don't have a whole lot of flavor.
Dries out.
It dries out. It's hard to cook. Thighs have so much more flavor because they have more fat. It's red meat, and you're going to wrap it with bacon anyway. So, what you want to do, though, is make sure you get the boneless, skinless thighs. You want to make sure that there's no bones or anything in it. If you really want to save, they're just a few dollars more. But if you want to save some money and you think you're pretty good with the knife skills, go ahead, you know, debone it yourself, take the skin off. But this is a whole lot easier. And what do I say all the time? Work smarter, not harder. So, get yourself some boneless, skinless chicken thighs. Now, when you take them out of the package, they're going to be in a kind of a, well, they're just kind of flattened because the bone has been taken out, right? So they're going to be all kind of flat. What you're going to do is you're going to take a piece of bacon, a strip of bacon, and you're going to, first off, you're going to take that chicken thigh and you're just going to smoosh it up into your hand. Like, just like it's like you got a little ball of chicken thigh. And then you're going to carefully take that strip of bacon and wrap it around and cinch it up so that everything is kind of compact, although it's still going to be loose. And you don't want it loose when you put it on a cookie sheet and put it in the oven because it's going to come apart. And that's not what you want it to be, a nice compact. So I figured it out, JB. I figured it out. I grabbed myself a muffin tin. You give it a quick spray of the Pam. And then you put each of those balls of goodness, the chicken thigh and the strip of bacon, in the muffin tin. And it doesn't disintegrate. It doesn't fall apart. It doesn't fly everywhere. It's all compact in there. You put it in until the chicken is done. So I'd say about 175. That's where I like it to be kind of falling off, right? Like just nice and tender. And then when you pull it out, you'll notice, though, that the bacon isn't quite crisp. But at that point, you can take it out, and it's all together. It's not going to fall apart. Now you put it on the cookie sheet, put it back into the oven, 375 for about another, 10 minutes or so till that bacon is all crisped up. Pull it out. Whammo. You've got it. Now you season it up with a little bit of salt and pepper. We're not done yet. Then you make yourself some mashed potatoes. Okay, you put a little bit of cream cheese in the mashed potatoes. You put some butter in there, however you want to do your mashed potatoes. Then in another pot, you melt a bunch of butter, half a pound of butter. Put a little bit of garlic in there, maybe some herbs if you like. And then at the very end, you strain all the garlic and herbs out of there. Now you've got garlic herb butter. You take that bacon-wrapped chicken thigh, you put it on a mound of mashed potatoes, and then you drizzle that herb-filled garlic butter all over it. If you throw that at your TV, I'm coming over to get you. We're going out in the parking lot.
Shaq, you're a genius. Thanks so much for this, and we'll chat again soon.
Go Riders.